Welcome to Let's Talk Faith, Uncover, Heal, Grow, the podcast where we dive into the intersection of faith, personal growth, and healing. I'm your host, Jane Bone Kamara, and I'm glad you're here to join us today.
Some people with the routine, what they would have is like taking a warm shower, gentle stretches, listen to music, turn off all your electric devices because your phone emits blue light, which can reduce melatonin levels. And you know, if melatonin levels are low, then you can't sleep. Okay, so exercise regularly. I'm not saying for you to do strenuous exercise because that gives you energy. So maybe like 30 minutes or less than 30 minutes, few minutes can help relax the body. Let me see. So make your sleep environment work for you. Some people like it dark. I have some patients that don't like it dark because they see things. Some people want it cold. I have some people that want it warm. So whatever works for you. Use the bed only for sleep insects, okay? So you should not be using your bed for eating, watching movies and all that stuff, because then your bed doesn't, you want to associate your bed with sleep. So when you do that, then it's no association, and then you won't really fall asleep because it's, you do everything on the bed anyways. Let me say, limit napping, try to manage your stress before bed. Okay, and I have more coping techniques. I'm not going to go through all that, but one that I did not mention was pet. Some people that have pets feel calmer and less depression and anxious. And there's so many coping techniques, but for the sake of time, I just, you know, I've mentioned previously a lot before, and these are some I repeat. And then for medications, I don't want to go deep in with medications, but there are different groups of medications. Some will do the serotonin SSRI, which is like the most safest group of medications that someone can take because they have less side effects. And then maybe when you do that, it may or may not work for you, but don't give up. If it doesn't work for you, maybe another type will work for you, because again, we have different DNAs and we absorb medications differently. Okay, so in summary, there is undoubtedly some overlap. Of course, there's overlap with anxiety and depression, right? With the diagnosis, with the treatment and everything, some have both, you know, like problems with sleep. That's why we talked about sleep hygiene. So it's important to practice sleep hygiene and just the way we think and we process things. So hope isn't a denial of what is, but a belief that the current situation is not all that can be. So you can recognize something's wrong, but also that it's not the end of the story, by Dr. Bryant. So it's not the end of the story if we're suffering through some anxiety or depression. God will help us. There's treatment out there. All is not lost. Okay, so get help. Talk to your primary care provider. Prepare ahead for your visit. Like write questions down. Consider bringing a family or a friend that can help support you through it. Be honest. How would the healthcare provider be able to treat you if you're not honest? If you're not telling what symptoms you're feeling, they cannot help you with those problems that you're having. Ask questions. Not one size does not fit all. Okay? And it's time to be happy.
Patients who simply want to connect with others on similar paths, Let's Talk Faith, Uncover, Heal, Grow is here to support you. Together, we'll explore different perspectives, challenges our beliefs, and find the courage to embrace the growth and healing we deserve.